Now.
Girls, everybody ready?
It's Matt and Bob with Ray and Bob.
Beginning of a gala weekend.
Oh, don't forget this is benefit night for Bob and Ray, too. We can't forget that at all.
More about that later.
Lots more about it, in fact. Probably about 23 minutes of it.
I should imagine.
Incidentally, friends, we have Ken Wilson back with us today after a three-week vacation. Ken?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, you went away, were you?
No, it's Bill Green who was away.
Oh, that's right.
He wasn't bad.
We've been using a player piano in his absence, played by Leo Egan.
And it sounded pretty good, too.
There's a letter in this morning's mail inquiring if Leo wears one of those beanies with the propeller. The answer is yes.
Yes,
definitely.
He does, and he wears horn-rimmed glasses and a goatee.
But I got a funny word for you. That's not a hat he's wearing. That propeller grows in his head.
Is that so?
Sure, it's the only way. That's how Leo gets up and down out of the broadcasting booth. See, there it is, Beano Beanie. Put the television camera on, Leo,
please.
Switch
the camera over there, please, number three, so we can all see. There it is on the monitor.
I was talking with Mr. Egan just this morning. I couldn't avoid it. He came in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And he started to talk about the Red Sox. He figures they'll win the pennant. They'll cinch it by this coming Friday.
They'll have it in the bag by Friday.
Yeah? Well, they can't lose by then, he says. Yeah. He said the Yankees are going to go into a long losing streak.
Long
he predicts
they'll
lose 10 or 11 in a row,
along
with Cleveland, and he figures the Red Sox will not lose a game from here out.
I can't picture Leo saying anything like that.
Well, though. I don't know, but he was eating a jelly sandwich at the time.
Oh, boy, he went right out on a limb, didn't he?
Sure he did.
Well, we'll watch his prediction.
Watch for Leo Egan's new column, which will be published in Cattleman's Monthly Magazine starting in September.
Called
I Look at Baseball, Hey.
All eyes are glued on Leo Egan, and he looks funny that way with his eyes glued on him.
Speaking of eyes and being glued on, where's your eyelet shirt, Bill? I haven't seen that since last summer.
That was stolen, I believe.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
Was it really?
If anyone has a blue eyelet sports shirt that they'd like to donate to Green, he's in the market.
You mean that somebody else in this world could wear a shirt of yours, Bill? I mean, and I can't understand.
You know what he just had me do?
What?
And until I got so far into this thing that I couldn't do anything about it. I if I'd known beforehand, I never would have done. He took me across the street to the Statler Hotel.
Excuse me, Bob, but your finger's in my eye.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Did you know your coat sleeve's on fire?
Oh, thanks.
He took me over there through the bar. Then he stood at the door.
Naturally, he
stood
took
at the door
it.
To the, what room is that? The terrace room. Right.
Uh-huh.
People eating in there. Here I am, a public figure.
One of the greatest, Bob.
One of the most famous. He points over to the piano at the far side of the room and says, see that piano? To the left of the piano on the floor is a copy of Hoosits from Massachusetts. Will you go and get it? He has his fortune on, so I have to go because I'm naturally dressed to kill.
To the Statler?
Through the dining room, I have to go and pick up his music.
Is that where you two were hurrying when I saw you
on
last?
On top of that, he tipped me a quarter afterwards. Couldn't have been 50 cents.
Well, that was a 50-cent job. I would have demanded 50 cents for that, Bob. It's pretty embarrassing. You know.
I understand there are big things in store for that song. I can't divulge them as yet. Listen to my next broadcast a week from tonight at the same time. And now, 30.
That will be denied, however.
What? It will be?
Sure.
Well, you've got more information on it than I have.
It will be denied, but we know it's true. Here's a commercial.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfied women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
The ice cubes are off.
Hey, I'm told that Chesterfield is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Chesterfield.
Congratulations to you, Chesterfield. And if you look under the dining room table, you'll find cigars. For Daddy. Old man Chesterfield.
I wonder if the Chesterfield people smoke cigars. Do you think they do, any of their employees? Or is that punishable by 20 lashes if they're caught?
I don't know. Did you ever notice a parking space outside of an automobile manufacturing company? You say the Ford plant. You see all Fords. I don't know.
That's propaganda, I think.
What can they do, I suppose, if a fellow drives in with a Plymouth, it's curtains.
No, you have that wrong, though.
Oh, I have it wrong, everybody.
They bring all the Fords out, and they park them out in front. They don't belong to the workers. The workers have to hide their cars about 3 miles and walk to the factory.
Oh, honest?
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that, Bob.
Sure.
Gee, thanks.
Sure.
Enough of this funny stuff. Let's get serious for a moment and listen to two of the most underrated musicians in the world. That's a fact. You two fellows could join on with the Boston Pops in the morning. Or the symphony, even.
Sure you could.
There's no doubt about it. Ken, is there any symphony orchestra that has a staff organist, or do they all?
They all do.
How many concerts call for an organ? I mean, are there many composers?
But they have to get paid standby just the same.
Name one, for instance.
Name one what?
One concert where they have to have an organ.
In the Richard Strauss Allzosprach Zarathustra.
Listen,
I
speak English around here.
Don't you talk to me like that, Ken Wilson.
You can't get away with that.
Go on and play your music.
Cut his microphone from
on.
Here on, will you?
No pay for you, Wilson, talking like
go
that.
Go ahead and play that first number you've got there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Spoken Zarathustra.
Yes, it was.
Symphony orchestra.
It was based, that of course, was Whisper a Word of Love, based on Whittier's great composition, Snowbound.
Which has been put into special musical form by Ken and Bill.
What are you doing this evening? Now, isn't this going to be a wonderful night to go out for dinner? Isn't it? Well, okay, stay home.
Hands on that.
Say, look, I know just the spot, in case you have the money. Put down the top or open the windows in the car. And tonight you better put on your bearskin, too, I think, if you do take down the top.
And go bathing in the moonlight.
No. And head for the casino at Mongolia. It's the kind
that's
of...
That's Magnolia, Ray. That's I Magnolia. Just had a late correction on that.
Thank you. It's the kind of drive that sets you up for a glorious evening along the North Shore, colorful, straight Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia. With a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. Stroll in, have a cocktail at the bar, slam the door.
Act as if you are somebody.
Be boorish about it all. Have people hate you. Order dinner if you wish, and you can have a delicious meal for $1.85. Dance where the cool ocean breezes join you. And remember, there's no music like Sammy Eisen's music. Sammy's theme song, I'm Coming from Alabama.
So don't delay. The ending is something that you'll notice on each of those numbers that Sammy plays. He always has that own little ending, which is particularly his very special origination. Uh-huh. Would you try that ending just a little bit again so they'll recognize the Eisen brand of music?
Oh, and one more
thing. They always end that way, too.
One more thing, friends. Between dances, be sure to drop into the barber shop and get shaved there at the casino.
If it's possible, come clean shaven if you can.
Yeah, we. If you can come to casino, clean, swell. We like it that way. If not.
If not, you can bathe in the moonlight.
If you're
when
coming
you get
right
there.
Out from the factory, we have showers and a barber shop there for you. And remember, you can rent shoes.
Caution, manicurist in attendance.
Now then, let's see. Oh, yes, and a registered sleepwalker is there also. There's never a cover, and all the prices are very reasonable. And remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too, as well as dining and dancing every night.
Take the kids along. They'll get a kick out of a roller coaster.
Sunday dinner all day, too. So whenever you want a good time, be smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia.
Tonight is another big night at the casino. We're looking forward to...
Yeah, give us a
great visit.
Because Bob and I...
Make it free. There's no expense should be spared on this. Tonight! Tonight only...
Bob and Ray will be there. Gee whiz, what fun we'll have.
Make your reservations now in case the ropes are up.
So we hope to see all our friends up that way. Out there, beautiful casino.
Howdy, Ray. Howdy, Bob. Hello. Howdy, Ken, Bill, Leo, Normie.
Hello, Tex.
Charlie.
Say, we got a whole crowd here. Don't forget my two cousins.
Howdy, cousins.
That's fine.
I brought my little brother along with me, too. Say a few words, little brother.
Howdy, folks.
That's enough. Now go back there in the corner.
Howdy, folks.
That's all right, little brother. He likes to say hello two or three times.
Hello, folks.
That's three times. Go over and sit down.
All righty.
How you been, Ray, since I saw you last?
Oh, not bad. Same old thing. Brain surgery.
Medical man.
That's what I am.
You related to Dr. Fish, the famous surgeon?
That was Bob Elliott, everybody. I don't want to be blamed for that one. Just remember
that. I better go now, I guess. The boys are waiting for me down in the beach wagon downstairs.
It's painted black and says police department on it, incidentally, friends.
We call it our beach wagon, though.
Well, that's what it is. Hey, look here. This is nonsense, Bob.
This is getting us nowhere.
This program will not win any awards this year. Remember last year
this
we won...
This is a nasty shock. I thought
last year we won all kinds of awards. For instance, we received the most heroic award. Remember
yes.
Webley Webster come up from Canton?
That's right. We were the bravest... people on the radio.
That's
how
right.
We dared stay there, nobody knew.
And we received several other awards that I forget offhand, but I have them all home in my trophy room.
We were selected Men of the Month by Cattleman's Monthly Magazine.
That's right.
I think Hobo News wrote us up, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a beautiful picture spread of us in Hobo News.
Yeah.
Along with our life story.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, friends, we'd like to call upon our soprano singer, the lovely Gertrude Crawler.
Come right over here, Gert.
Gertrude, will you use that microphone
there? We call her Gussie, though.
Yeah, go ahead, gorgeous Gussie, and sing a little song for us.
Here's question one on your New Haven Railroad quiz. Now, quickly now, what's the fare from Boston to New York? Oh, I should have said, how cheaply can you travel? Why, by New Haven, you pay only $7.92, including tax, for that fast, clean, air-conditioned Boston-New York ride. Now, that's real travel economy, because no other form of transportation is so thrifty. Even your own automobile these days costs much more to operate than that. And by New Haven, you avoid hot highways and traffic jams and never worry about the weather. Rain or shine, New Haven takes you quickly and on time with never a canceled schedule. For extra travel comfort and dependability, for real economy, next time go New Haven from Boston to New York. One way, only $7.92. Now back to Ray Goulding and the news.
Thank you. Overseas.
No, this isn't a new program.
This is Friday, you know.
Well, thanks anyway, Gertrude. That was wonderful.
This is the day we go down to the candy store and talk
with our old
philosopher.
Sure. So now we take you to the store of Ben Dover. The homely little philosopher who sells bonbons and gooey candy all day long and has the chocolatey fingers in town.
That's most chocolatey.
Most chocolatey fingers in town.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here in my little candy store wondering whether anybody's going to come in with problems. This is nothing.
Hello there, Ben.
Somebody ought to be coming in pretty soon, I think.
I'm here, Ben. Look at me standing over here by the nougat thing.
How can you be here? You haven't opened the door yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ben, I'm over here standing by the nougat thing.
Yeah, hello there, Pete.
So what's new?
Oh, nothing, just selling candy here day
the
after day.
Dropped in, see how
offering a bit of homely advice to anybody who comes in to ask for it a little bit.
Well, look, I dropped down to see what you think of this.
Yeah, all right.
I got a job offer.
All right.
And,
what kind of job is this you got?
It's on the road, selling.
What are you going to sell?
Well, potato chips.
Say, that sounds like it might be mighty lucrative.
Well, I don't know about that.
Of course, you might make some money.
I was going to say, I don't know much about that. I think I get home, though.
How far away you got to travel at feet on this job here?
Oh, a radius of 75 miles.
Yeah.
That's going one way.
You got an automobile?
No, I haven't. I'll have to walk it.
Well, of course, that'd take a little longer.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, should I take it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take it. The cops after you, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. They still want me on that bad check charge, sure.
Yeah, well, I'd get out of town as quick as I can.
You think so?
I think that's the best advice, the solution to your problem.
Should I cover up my trail as I go?
I think that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I kept on just to get
anytime you want any more homely advice, just come around here. Ask me. I'm the homely advisor here.
Okay, Ben.
All right.
Thanks a whole lot.
Goodbye.
And until the next time, so long now.
And 30.
That was Ben Dover, our homely philosopher. So much for Benny. Any more commercials we got to read, Bob?
Oh, we've got two or three. We don't have to rush about them, I don't think.
We only have two left, I reckon.
Two left.
Oh, well.
That's the score.
It's a regular bonanza today.
We've had three, and we have two more. That figures out to five, friends.
Yes. And hello, friends everywhere. It's certainly grand to be back with you all.
Did you go back to Littleton last night and dig up that recipe for strawberry roll?
No, I didn't. It clear slipped my mind, Bob.
Well, you're kind of falling down on this job, I'm afraid.
What?
You're falling down on this job.
Well, I don't know as I am, Bob. But I don't know what strawberry roan is. I probably have it in my file somewhere.
I know, but you were...
But I just can't recall just what roan is.
Well, I can't either. Somebody wrote in and
it isn't like roan the boat, is it?
No, I don't think it is.
Well, I don't know what the roan would be.
Well, you better look through the file and try to dig it out if you can.
Incidentally, are you going to be at the casino tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Ray and I both.
That's a lovely place, I hear.
It is. Wonderful. Aren't you coming down with us?
Well, I don't think I have the money.
Oh, Ray and I'll take it.
Well, wait a minute, Bob. Don't go making any rash promises.
Well, I didn't mean to say that. That was a... I shouldn't have...
Oh, I think that's lovely of you boys. Would you pick up the tab, you mean?
No, no, he didn't mean that.
No,
at all.
I didn't mean that, no.
Kind of like a Dutch treat.
Yeah, I mean, you pay your own way, Mary.
Everybody pays their own way, you know.
I mean, you can't expect us to, you know, expense and so overhead and so forth.
Well, I don't get any money for this program, you know.
Shh, don't.
Well, I'm not ashamed. I'm going to tell the whole world
about it. I know, but you don't have to say it on this program.
You two fellows act as though you pay me lots of money for coming up here. I get nothing.
But it's just a little illusion we
established. That's why I've come here today, seeking funds.
Well, you can't do it on our time.
Send your money to me. Mary Margaret Magoon, care of this station. Just put on the corner of the envelope, bank, and I'll know what it's for.
Any box number or anything?
No, just the word bank, along with money, and I don't care whether it's crisp or not.
You'll take crumpled up old bills.
I don't care if they're 20 years old, it makes no difference, just so long as you can read the figure on them.
Oh, and caution, have plenty of postage on those boxes of money that you sent in. We have been getting some boxes with postage due.
Yes.
And, it really, it's beyond us to be able to pay for the...
I mean, gee whiz, Mary, if the SEC hears about you making pleas for money on the air like this, we'll get into trouble, won't we, Bob?
We might even have the whole program taken right off the air.
Oh, perish the thought.
That might happen.
We may get a lot of mail for that, Bob.
Sure. Well, don't ask for it again, Mary, will you?
No, I won't.
Okay.
No, I won't say it anymore.
Okay.
$10 will be swell.
No, don't bother with that now.
Okay,
that's
sit down,
That's not a nice thing to do.
Mary, why don't you help yourself to the chocolates? We have some nice Cynthia chocolates over here today.
Oh, you left them on the radiator.
Well, that's all right. I like them this way. Eat them with a spoon, Bob.
Okay.
Incidentally, friends, we have... And I think I'll go get some mail right now.
I think so. We have
I think we should
award... We can have some music while we do.
All right. We'll have some music by Kent Unbill, and I'll go get some letters, and we'll award some candy.
The title of this fits their brand of music perfectly, too, doesn't it?
What's the name of it?
That Ain't Right.
Thank you.
be back in just a moment, but first, a word from my announcer.
Got a nickel, got a phone, got a minute. Then call Richmond.
What's that? I didn't say something? Hear that first, got a.
Got a nickel.
Oh, no, I haven't, as a matter of fact.
Well, you got a phone that's paid for?
No, sir.
Well, you got a minute.
Loads of them.
Then call Richmond 21750 now and enjoy television in your home today. Do you have television in your home?
No, I ain't.
A simple phone call and the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer, will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, without a penny's cost to you. Not just any television.
Well, who pays
set.
That, I mean?
There's no charge at all.
You mean I get television for nothing?
The House of Television is taking this upon themselves to deliver a set to your home.
For nothing?
Yes.
There ain't no money exchanged at any time.
Not unless you want to keep the set. Then there's a
strike. I thought it was a catch on it, sure.
This is
that's a great deal, that is. Yeah, sure, that's wonderful.
This is a free trial in your home.
Well, that's nifty. Sure, if I want it, I have to pay for it.
Boy, well, naturally, they're not giving these sets away.
Boy.
See? These are Admiral television sets, one of America's top brand names, you know.
Oh, sure.
And nationally advertised from coast to coast.
Boy, I've seen her ad in Cattleman's Magazine.
Phone Richmond 21750 now. Special operators are awaiting your call. They have white masks on, white gowns, and they're all set with
white gloves.
Yes. You arrange for your free home trial with them.
You mean you talk to the operator, and they take down all the pertinent information?
Yes. Now, just as an example, will you pick the phone up, Ray? And
hello?
You have to call Richmond 21750.
Oh. I wish we don't have a sound effect.
Don't have a dial or anything, do we?
No.
Well, that'll take too long.
That was Bill Green, everybody. Hello, is this Richmond 21750?
Oh, this is Rochester.
You've got the wrong number, I think. Try it again. You want to get it?
Yes.
Shall we go through with it?
Yes. Is this Richmond 21750?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, well, I heard those two very swell boys on the radio.
Ahmed Straub?
No, Bob and Ray.
Yes.
And they said that we should call you, and presto, we'll have a television set in our house for nothing.
They said you could call me?
Yes. They said to phone this number. Is this Richmond 21750?
Yes, it is. That's the number here.
Well, what about it?
The House of Television, you know.
That's what he said.
They got a free home trial offer.
That's what we want.
They're offering a television set to you.
Yes, to me.
Of course, if you want to keep it.
I pay for it.
You pay
I understand
for it.
That part.
You got all the facts down.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Bye.
So long.
We don't seem to get anywhere with those experimental calls. I wonder if that's the right operator. Is that one of the factory-trained operators?
I think it's the night watchman.
He must be. But you can have one of these in your home right on time. You just tell them when you want the set, and they'll be there on time. Judge the sensational...
Tell them that you want them there at 8 o'clock, and they'll be there just in time for supper.
Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television for yourself. The price, get this, it'll surprise you.
Hold on to your chair, friends. This will rock you.
The price is only $229.95 complete.
Only $229?
And 95 cents.
Oh.
If you decide to buy, it's yours for as little as, get this, $22.95 down.
Now, by quick mathematics, that's 10%.
And up to 2 full years to pay.
You see, $22.95 of $229.
Yeah,
see how that works out, Fred?
So right now, it's yours absolutely free.
Yes, for nothing.
No cost, no obligation, just plain free old trial.
I wonder how long does this trial last? During John Swayze?
I don't know how long it lasts, but long enough so you can see it, I'm sure.
15-20 minutes, you figure?
I should imagine at least that.
Okay.
I should imagine. If you call Richmond 21750, that's House of Television, Richmond 21750. Now, the afternoon news.
Wonderful advice, Bob. Certainly very, very good.
It is. We're not fooling on that, though. It's good sense.
Now then, to Warts and Candy.
We have some letters today?
Yeah, here's a letter I want to read. It's sent in by Susan. What's that? Is that Bishop? That's the middle name.
Yeah, I'd say so.
How would you pronounce the last name, Bob?
That I wouldn't attempt to pronounce.
Well, anyway, it's from Franklin Street in Newton.
From Newton 58, friends. You know what?
She goes on to say, I'm thrilled to death to let you know that I think that the shortest connection between two points is a straight line because it costs 5 cents less on the NCA. And boy, that makes a lot of sense. Here's
a PS. It's timely, it's current.
She says, I'm from Holland and am going back there this October. Wish I could take along a recorded version of one of your programs. Think this over, please. I'd be delighted.
You won't find our newest album in your record store.
In fact, Bob and I are thinking on going to Holland ourselves this fall.
Be a wonderful trip.
And maybe we can have a matinee with Hans und Fritz.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
Over there. And we'll let you know more about it.
From our vantage point atop a dike.
Hey, Bob, we have 1,000 of our programs on record. Maybe we could give one to...
To take Nicole, back to Holland.
Take back to Holland.
That would be a singular honor.
I think we'll do that for her. And we'll also send her some candy to bring back to Holland with her. They travel well.
Well, it would be cool.
Yeah.
You could drag them along behind the boat.
Let me see. I must be able to award some more candy before that last commercial.
This was one that kind of got me, that handsome man thing. I don't know who it's from. From East Walpole.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line because if a guy like Ken Wilson tried to walk a crooked
line... That's a winner.
He might not make it, especially if his sneakers were full of oysters. Of course, a rugged person like Ray Willing could do it with his eyes closed. And I think he deserves
something. I think he does. Does he give his name there?
Yes, that's Richard Trembley of 285 Derby Street, Salem. P.S. He says, I'm hungry.
He can't. He's nervous, too.
We'll get some chocolates out to you, Richard.
Yes.
And congratulations. You're another lucky winner on this program.
Oh, all right.
I'll stop the Sturdly.
Okay, we will.
America's fastest greyhounds from America's foremost kennels go to post tonight in the Great Knife Race at Wonderland Revere. It's an all-star feature event that will bring to post Harlan, Tolera Rose, Ruling Sultan, Stylish King, Welcome Stranger, Reno Kitty, Air Brakes, and Never Risk. See 10 great races tonight at Wonderland, the greyhound track that stars the champions. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, too, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted, free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland, America's number one greyhound track, where you always see the best.
A part of all greyhounds was impersonated.
Well, that does it for today, friends. We'll be back again tomorrow at our regular time.
Portions of this program were not on film.
Ken Wilson played the organ, Bill Green the piano, Charlie Burgoyne our engineer.
It's not heard in Canada through their facilities either. If you heard it up there, it's... you're lucky.
I certainly want to thank Catherine and Patricia Philbin for appearing today.
They did swell on the show, didn't they?
Oh, wonderful. We should have had them read the commercial. This is WHDH in Boston.